Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. After 6 days, Jesus took him, Peter and James and John his brothers, and led them to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, they appeared to them, Moses and Elijah, talking with them. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking, and then behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Then the disciples heard this, and they fell on their faces, and they were terrified. But Jesus came, and he touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one of the vision until the Son of Man was raised from the dead. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The theme for this morning is that in times of fear and uncertainty, we as Christians look to our Lord and Savior. In our gospel lesson, we hear about the story of the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus took his closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, and he took them on top of a mountain. And Jesus was transfigured from his earthly glory into his heavenly glory, right there in front of their very own eyes. But Jesus pulled back that curtain that separated the men from the glory of heaven. And then Peter, James, and John, they saw both Moses and Elijah. And then all of a sudden, God the Father spoke, and Peter, James, and John, they fell on their faces. They were terrified. And then Jesus came to them and told them to get up and to have no fear of God. And then they looked up and they saw Jesus only. Over these last few years, it seems like we are consumed on the news with talk of fearful things. Death, plagues, pandemics, COVID, the fear of war with Russia, the fear of war with China, the fear of war with Taiwan or Korea, and the economic collapse that possibly could be coming, and other forms of doom and gloom. In the midst of your fears, in the midst of this daily life and the struggles that you face, where do you turn? Do you turn to your own wisdom, thinking that somehow you're just going to figure this world out on your own? Or do you turn to your own self-righteousness, thinking that somehow by my own good works, I'm going to find a path and somehow my quote-unquote good karma is going to get me through this? Or in the middle of fearful situations, do you simply avoid and hide? Pretend like there's no problems in this world. Turn off all the news and don't talk to anybody about anything important. Just pretend like everything is okay. In our gospel lesson, Peter, James, and John, they were terrified in the face of the Lord. And over these last few years, Americans around the globe have not been living in fear of their Lord and Savior or God's hatred of their sin. They've been in fear of everything else. And for many across the country, over the last couple of years, they've been turning on the daily news and checking the stock market and looking at the unemployment numbers and checking out the inflation numbers. And that's all that we can hear on the news, it seems like, is about the economy and how it's going into uncharted territory and the painful possible economic reset that might come. But when you're going through times of uncertainty, or you're going through times of suffering, or misery, or economic fears, remember that your Lord and Savior is seated on the throne, that your Heavenly Father is still in control. And sometimes this world will seem overwhelming, but that's the one that you can turn to, your Lord and Savior. So in the middle of your struggles, God might not literally take you to a mountaintop, but every week, you're in the bodily presence of your Lord and Savior at his altar. And for a few moments, kind of like in the Mount of Transfiguration, heaven and earth, they meet together. And God gives you a taste of heaven here on earth. And that's why your pastor every week says in the liturgy, with angels and archangels and all the host of heaven, we laud and glorify thy your name, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord. So when you're taking the Lord's Supper, remember that God is also taking away your sins. Remember when you're in the presence of God at the altar, that Jesus is present in a special way to bless you and to strengthen your faith. And when you take the Holy Sacrament, the Holy Spirit strengthens you in the one true Christian faith. You see, the Lord knows that you struggle with sin. And your sin never surprises God. And God knows all the struggles and sins and temptations and frustrations and fears that maybe nobody else in your life knows that you're dealing with. And God knows when you feel like your life is about to go off a cliff. And God knows that sometimes you feel like your life is completely outside of your control. But remember who is in control. Your Lord is in control. God knows what you're going through. God even knows those darkest of fears. And remember that God has revealed himself to you. And God blesses you. And God forgives you. And God strengthens you. One of the most beautiful aspects of our gospel lesson is found in verse 6, 7, and 8. Let me read that to you again. When the disciples heard God, they fell on their faces and they were terrified. But Jesus came and he touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And then when they lifted up their eyes, they saw nobody but Jesus. When the disciples heard the voice of God, they were fearful of him at first. But for the disciples and for you, because of what Jesus did on the cross for you, you have no reason to fear God. God no longer sees you with wrath or with anger, but God sees you as God sees his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And that is why God is well pleased with you. Because when God sees you, he only sees Jesus' good works in you. So on this morning, the morning that we remember the transfiguration of Jesus, although that we are sometimes paralyzed with fear and uncertainty in this world, verse 8 of our gospel lesson comforts us. That when they lifted up, they saw Jesus only. In the middle of your tragedies, in the middle of your times of uncertainty and fear, don't look to yourself and don't look to your own wisdom or your own self-righteousness. Look to Jesus. Every week, God gives you a little bit of heaven here on earth. And as you take the Lord's Supper, the heavens and the earth, they come together and God blesses you and he strengthens you in the one true Christian faith. And you can rejoice that because of Jesus, you have no reason to fear God. Because of Jesus, you have no reason to fear death. Because of Jesus, you have no reason to fear the future. Because of Jesus, you have no reason to fear God's judgment. Because Jesus sees you as his beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. Now may this grace, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, who is this world's only Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.